The Entertainment Earth.com podcast and reflect opinions of Entertainment Earth, management, employees, affiliates, you, me, or anyone you know. Be cool, don't sue. Hi there. This is Adam Paulus. It is Friday, September 12th, 2008. I am here to tell you about toys and figures and movies and DVDs and all kinds of exciting fun things that I got to hear about this week. So let's get started with a look at the box office, specifically last week's box office. Bangkok Dangerous was number one with $7.8 million. It was followed closely by Tropic Thunder. And then rounding out the top five are Dark Knight, House Bunny, and Traitor. New at the box office this week are Burn After Reading, the new Coen Brothers movie, and Righteous Kill, which is not the new Coen Brothers movie. Early buzz for Burn After Reading has been pretty good, so you might want to consider going to see that. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Season 3 is out on DVD right now. New episodes of the FX series air next week, and if you are going to buy the DVDs, Best Buy has a bonus disc and one of the lowest prices around. I've done some comparison shopping, and it seems to be $27.99 there. If you haven't seen the show, it's extremely funny and extremely not for your kids. Assuming your kids are 10. If your kids are older than 10, they probably still shouldn't watch this, but you'll enjoy it, and that's the important thing. Terminator 4 rumors are circulating that Arnold Schwarzenegger's digital face will be mapped over another actor in the movie for a few shots. I've heard rumors like this in the past, except in the case of stunt work, it really doesn't happen much. So, yeah, who knows. Henry Rollins, America's superhero, is going on tour with a new spoken word tour, for lack of a better word. Check henryrollins.musictoday.com to see if he's coming to your town. If it isn't already sold out, shows start September 19th. If you haven't had the pleasure of hearing his stuff, I can tell you it is hilarious. You can hear some of it on the Chunklet podcast for free. That's chunklet.com, C-H-U-N-K-L-E-T.com. It's very funny stuff. And the music on there is pretty good, too. But I'm a fan, so, yeah. Fringe, the new J.J. Abrams series, premiered on the Fox network in the U.S. last week. An encore airing of the two-hour pilot will take place on Sunday, so check your local listings for that. Posters are starting to show up for the December remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still, starring Ted Theodore Logan. Keanu Reeves will be playing Klaatu. Oh, also it has John Cleese and Jennifer Connelly in it, so there's really something for everyone. Toys. Oh, it's not a really good toy week, but we've got toy news. Hellboy 2. Mezco announced Series 2 action figures, including a wounded version of Hellboy and Hellboy in a black shirt. It's something. Indiana Jones. As promised slash threatened last week, we have a new exclusive at Entertainment Earth. They are Entertainment Earth exclusive Indiana Jones Mighty Mugs of Sala and Short Round. And whether or not you like Mighty Mugs, you need to see these. They are incredible. I haven't been the biggest cheerleader for Mighty Mugs since the beginning, but they've warmed up to, you know, a little bit. The Sala is one of the most incredible looking designs you will ever see. You can make a lot of jokes about the pairing of these two and their facial expressions, but they're individually packaged figures, and I gotta say they're really nicely done, and I'm probably gonna have to go make sure I get an indie Mighty Mug to go with them. They're just that good. I don't know how much longer the line's gonna go, but if you do like Indiana Jones Mighty Mugs, you should get these two for your collection. At least I'm gonna get these two for my collection. You don't have to get them, I guess, but I'll have mine, and that'll be okay. Dexter. Biff Bang Pow announced Angel Batista as a bobblehead from the TV series. It'll be coming out later this year, and you can pre-order it today at fine stores that do pre-orders near you or on your computer. The Spirit. Mezco announced a Roto bust for about $30 and a 12-inch action figure for a little more than $30. And these will be out next year. The movie's coming out around Christmas. Batman. Lego Batman toys are coming out at McDonald's starting today to promote the new video game coming out in 2 weeks. The figures are about twice as large as a standard Lego figure, but they're made in that kind of a style. Only the quality level isn't quite there. So if you're going to be eating a Happy Meal anyway, if you're me, you might be doing something like that. You might get a couple of these. There are four figures and four vehicles. G.I. Joe. Images of Mighty Mugs Wave 2 are circulating, and it'll include Destro and the Baroness. Pre-orders are not yet available, but they will be very soon. New at Entertainment Earth. We've got lots of exciting new items at Entertainment Earth. New arrivals include Batman Dark Knight Movie Masters action figures from Mattel, Soda Toys Johnny Cash, Jenna Jameson Mini Bust Warehouse Find from 2004, NECA's Beetlejuice 18-inch action figure. And if you get our catalog, we have an exciting $15 off coupon off any order of $99 or more. Check your catalog for details. All this and much more can be yours from Entertainment Earth. Also, don't forget to order the Indiana Jones exclusive Mighty Mugs from Hasbro. Only a very limited number will be produced, and if you miss these, you will be sorry because they are fantastic. All this and more can be yours from Entertainment Earth. I really ought to go into some sort of advertising voiceovers, because let's face it, that's a professional-sounding ad. Anyway, video games. This week on the Nintendo Wii, you can download Groovin' Blocks, Final Soldier, and Show Aniki. But you wouldn't want to do that. On the Xbox 360, there's a, aside from the big price drop, which started last week, there's a big DLC sale. That's downloadable content for Beautiful Katamari, Mass Effect, Lost Odyssey, Forza Motorsport 2, Oblivion, and Guitar Hero 3 that lasts until the end of October. Check your favorite news sites for details, or check the in-game menu for pricing. New downloadable games this week include Samurai Showdown 2, Shodest Shogi, and Rocket Bowl, which are all about $10 each. Also, Rock Band 2 comes out this Sunday. You might be interested in that if you like video games, and I'm pretty sure you do. So, yeah, that's it for video games. News this week. There's going to be a lot more next week, of course. And that about wraps up the show. Hopefully we answered all of your usual questions. You can always email me at adam.paulus@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/entearth. That way you can see updates of new exclusive products and items the second they're added, or as close to the second that I remember to tell you about them. And if you do Twitter, that's a fun thing to do. Also, what else we got going on? Oh, we got the very popular new low price guarantee. A lot of people are having fun with that. If we got an item in stock and someone else does too, you can get the lowest price at Entertainment Earth. If you buy something and see it somewhere else cheaper, we will give you the difference within a limited time frame. You can find all the details on the front page, entertainmentearth.com, and it's a big yellow button. You can't miss it. I'm trying to think if there's anything else really cool here. 25th anniversary Optimus Prime, that's pretty nifty. That's coming out soon. It's a remake of the original 1980s toy with a couple of minor changes, so it's obviously not the original. And, new Halo 3 stuff is in stock, and more is coming. You might want to order some of that. And that Jenna Jameson bust, we only got a few we found, and it's been out of the way for a while. Obviously, if you have kids, it's not necessarily something you'd want in your home. But for an adult collector, I think this could be a fine item. And considering the fact that there really hasn't been anything based on the actress in a while, it's probably all they're going to do. It'll be retro, trendy, and awesome in those auction catalogs that won't exist in 20 years. But it's interesting. And what else we got? Yeah, that's about it for this week. Hope all you guys have a great weekend. I just am... if you ever have the opportunity to not get a root canal in a crown, I highly recommend it to you. I've had to go to two dentists so far, 7 times in between them for a tooth that got cracked at Comic-Con. Because I've been extremely fortunate. So that's been a lot of fun. And I got a new Galactic Heroes vehicle to tell you about on the Toy of the Week podcast. So tune into that. If you are on the feed, if you are not, you can subscribe to the EntertainmentEarth.com podcast, EntertainmentEarth.com. And if you already have done so, thank you for doing that. I'll try to have some more exciting stuff for you next week, and I will talk to you then.